And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Prime Minister has warned of an age of insecurity as global stock markets suffer another tumultuous day. The FTSE 100 was down 6% at one point yesterday. Donald Trump has threatened further tariffs on Chinese imports after Beijing announced countermeasures last Friday. Speaking to us, the Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds has downplayed the prospect of putting up taxes on Chinese cars.
The tariff that's applied to Chinese vehicles coming into the UK is 10%. That's our tariff for the rest of the world where we haven't got trade preferential terms in place. The reason we monitor that and have a slightly different policy to some other comparable European countries is that China itself is an important export market for a lot of our producers.
Earlier, the Prime Minister announced plans to relax electric vehicle targets to boost British car manufacturing. President Trump says the US is having talks with Iran over its nuclear program. The US president is insisting Tehran cannot develop nuclear weapons. He's told reporters at the White House a deal would be preferable. A plastic surgeon has been found guilty of trying to kill a fellow doctor twice. 61-year-old Peter Brooks stabbed Graham Perks after failing to burn down his house in Nottinghamshire. A court was told his victim had provided evidence in disciplinary proceedings. The King and Queen have arrived in Rome for a four-day state visit to Italy. A separate state visit to the Vatican has been postponed as Pope Francis continues to recover from pneumonia. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
It's Bill Overton and Classic FM keeping the music going for you Monday to Tuesday. Here's one to blow away any cobwebs and clear the head. Floating away now on Smetana's River Ride.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Thank you.
was Craig Ogden on guitar playing the Granados Andaluza from his Spanish dances. Before it, at Smetana Valtava, we heard the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. It's Classic FM, chilly minus four tonight for some of us. Bit of mist and fog about. Otherwise, we're up to 18 again tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine around. South and east, a little cloudier, though. This Tuesday ahead for you. Bill Overton keeping you company. April 8th, dates in the diary then. It's Buddha's birthday. We must be close to the full moon. Next weekend, I think it is. In Japan, your Hanamatsuri Flower Festival starts, if you're listening there. And it's a day off in Hong Kong to celebrate. You'd normally be heading into work this time. Classic FM on Global Player goes absolutely everywhere, remember. Tell friends, office colleagues, anyone you bump into. Also, step into the spotlight day to day for putting yourself in pole position, commanding attention. Here's one for stepping forward to. Daniel Barenboim and Radu Lupu, both on piano there, playing Schubert's Marche Militaire number one. It's Classic FM. Two composers, Tartini and Novak, on our list of late greats for April the 8th. Also songwriter Jacques Brel and fashion designer Vivienne Westwood, both born this date. It's Zoo Lovers Day today, the world's oldest one in Vienna. It opened 1765, so it's older than Schubert, who we just heard, but not as old as Handel, who's on the way after a blast of this.
Classic FM.
Hornpipe from Handel's Water Music Suite No. 1, Boston Baroque, performing there, and before it, the Prelude from Charpentier's Today. I'm on trumpet, Ole Edvard Antonsen, accompanied by organist Wayne Marshall. You're up with Classic FM. A couple more from the diary. Feng Shui Awareness Day for better energy, or just moving the furniture out, I suppose. And it's Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Everyone needs at least one lawyer as a friend, don't you think? Very good idea. I'd add to that a doctor, electrician and a plumber. Then you're just about covered. You never know when you need a hero at hand. Raiders March from John Williams, Indiana Jones score. That was the London Symphony Orchestra under Gavin Greenaway. More movie music to come from me. James Horner on the way before three. Best known for his work on two of cinema's biggest ever blockbusters. Coming up, the score director James Cameron says he was listening to that convinced him he had to work with Horner again on his then upcoming Titanic. Before we get to that, a Fauré lullaby and some Evening Shade by Mozart on the way.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
How about Specsave Ears?
Not sure.
Do you get it? Specsave Ears?
Yeah, but no.
Oh, OK. Specs, and we also do Hearing Two Savers.
Think about it. Should have gone to Specs and we also do Hearing Two Savers. Can't see it catching on.
OK, so we're saying Specsavers do eyes and ears. Senses Savers!
Technically true.
Yeah?
But actually terrible.
Oh.
At Specsavers, we're hearing experts too, and have been for over 20 years.
Oh, should we just stick to Specsavers then?
Yeah.
Book a free hearing check today.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Forêt's Berceuse, performed there by cellist Andreas Brontelou, and on piano Bengt Forsberg. And before, it's Mozart's Laudate Dominum. Barbara Bonney, the soprano there, with the English concert Bill Overton here on Classic FM. Oliver the Milkman, been in touch, wanting to wish his wife Janet happy birthday, looking forward to both of them coming to Classic FM live on the 24th. Yes, it is a movie music special at Classic FM live at the Royal Albert Hall in a couple of weeks time ish from now, so let's get in the mood. This, James Horner from his Apollo 13. The launch by James Horner from his Apollo 13 score, played there by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Jane was loving that. Mikiko's been in touch to congratulate me on my Hana Matsuri pronunciation. I'm not sure my Danish pronunciation a little earlier was quite so authentic. Morning, Mikiko, enjoying the cherry blossoms. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for today, coming after the news.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Sir Keir Starmer will be questioned by senior MPs today over the turmoil in global markets caused by US tariffs. President Donald Trump has insisted he will not back down. The Prime Minister will appear before the Liaison Committee on the last day the Commons sits before it heads into the Easter recess. John Doman, a reporter with WTOP News in Washington, D.C., told us there's concern in the U.S.
There's a lot of worry that this is going to spark a recession here in the United States. And when that happens, you know, that impacts everything. People stop buying cars. People stop buying houses. People worry about losing their jobs. And in a lot of cases, people do end up losing their jobs. And that stunts their growth for several years.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has revealed the U.S. is holding direct talks with Iran about its nuclear program. Official discussions will begin at the weekend. It's claimed there could be a lost generation of young people due to a lack of funding in mental health care. That's a claim from the Centre for Mental Health, which wants the government to focus on preventative measures for 8 to 25-year-olds in England. The charity thinks without more spending, children are more likely to resort to violence or fall into poverty. Figures from the RAC show only